بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعش عن ذكر الرحمن نقيض له شيطانا فهو له قرين. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, that if you want to follow your forefathers, follow those who are in the righteous way, and also follow the right things of the forefathers. And further Allah explained that there wasn't fear of the believers also losing their iman, because this dunya has got no value in the eyes of Allah. Allah should have made the houses of the non-believers of gold and silver. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains now, وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ, اور جو کوئی آنکھیں چرائے رحمان کی یاد سے, and those people who turn away their attention from the remembrance of Allah, from the zikr of Allah, from the commandments of Allah, from deen and from the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, for those people who do not pay attention to that and turn their faces from it, Allah Ta'ala says, نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا, ہم اس پر مقرر کر دے ایک شیطان. We fix a shaitan for that person. As it comes in the hadith, that when a person is unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, then shaitan stings him in his heart and puts his poison in his heart. That is when a person starts thinking of evil, of haram, of wrong things, etc. And not only that, that shaitan is appointed over that person, فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ, پھر وہ رہے اس کا ساتھی. Then that shaitan is his friend, is all the time with him. If you have got a bad friend, an evil friend who is always telling you to do evil, what will happen to such a person? Also, one of the principles of Islam is that if a person is forced to say words of kufr, and in his heart he has got iman, he has got permission to say the words of kufr, though in his heart there is iman. But the highest stage is that a person should not say that words of kufr. Because now when you say the words of the kufr, and you are staying under the kafirs, and you are living their lifestyle, their continuous company is going to affect you. And the reality of iman will even go out of you. And in any case, your children who will see that you are living a life of the kuffar, they will follow that way. They won't know. You are not allowed to say what was in your heart, your iman. So like this, when shaitan is your company all the time, can imagine what havoc he will cause to that person. And the basic cause of that is we ourselves, when we don't make the zikr of Allah, we don't remember Allah Ta'ala. And not only that, further Allah Ta'ala himself explains, وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَسُدُّنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ, اور وہ ان کو روکتے رہتے ہیں راہ سے. And now that shaitans all the time stop them from the right path, from going to masjid, from living an Islamic lifestyle, etc. And then worse than that, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُحْتَدُونَ, اور یہ سمجھتے ہیں کہ ہم راہ پر ہیں. And then they are thinking all the time we are on the right path. They are misguided totally. And like that, how much we find people who don't make namaz, and they feel they doing the right thing, and the people who are making namaz, na'uzubillah, are wasting their time. Or people who do haram business, and those who observe the correct laws of Allah, those people doing haram backdoor business, they say, you people are lost, you don't know what to do. They think they are in the right. They are very enlightened and they know what is right. Just like in the matters of deen itself. For example, the Shias, Qadianis, Salafis, they are totally misguided and they are thinking that they are correct. Hatta idha ja'ana, all this will carry on, Allah Ta'ala says, yahan tak ke jab aaye hamare paas, when they will return to us, then the truth will open in front of their eyes. All what they were covering up and what they believed wrongly will all come out. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ, کہے کس طرح مجھ میں اور تجھ میں فرق ہو مشرق مغرب کا. Now the shaitan friend that was with him, he will say, if only there could have been the distance between the east and the west between us. In other words, you are far away. I never knew you. From a bar of blue soap, I had absolutely nothing to do with you. Now he will wish that when he will see that friend of his, that shaitan, where he, how he misled him and what he led him through. فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ kya bura saati hai. So Allah warns, a very bad companion is the shaitan. And he becomes your companion when you don't make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. As it also comes in the hadith, when a person enters his house, does not make salam, no zikr of Allah Ta'ala, shaitan announces to his whole army that you people have got lodging here today. You can come in, you got sleeping place. And when you eat and you don't make the zikr of Allah, no bismillah, nothing. And then shaitan announces to his army, you got boarding, you got food also. And then when a person meets with his wife intimately and he doesn't make the zikr of Allah, shaitan tells him he has got a share there as well. So when we don't make the zikr of Allah, shaitan is such a close friend. And in eating, and therefore it is sunnah, we should share a plate. Love is created by this, and shifa is given by this. Family members will have love between them, husband, wife, parents, children, if we eat in the same plate. And when we're eating with shaitan, so the love of shaitan. Therefore we can understand the love of the kuffar lifestyle, all evil and wrong things that are coming, because shaitan is the friend there. When he's sleeping with us in our homes at night, shaitan is our friend. The effect of it comes, and therefore we don't have desire for ibadat. To stay away from haram is very difficult, and the love for haram, especially in our youngsters, in our woman folk, the love of the Western lifestyle, haram lifestyle, their clothing, their way of life has become so much into us, because shaitan is the friend and he is with a person all the time. وَلَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْيَوْمِ إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. اور کچھ فائدہ نہیں تم کو آج کے دن جبکہ تم ظالم ٹھہر چکے. And now all your wishing that shaitan was far away from you and you had nothing to do with him, he has already caused all the harm and you are already found guilty, and now you have no recourse to any other court and you have no way out. Only one thing, أَنَّكُمْ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. اس بات سے کہ تم عذاب میں شامل ہو, all of you will be together in the عذاب and the punishment of Allah تبارک و تعالی. So in this ayat, Allah has explained the importance of zikr in a negative form. That is, those who don't make the zikr of Allah, what their condition will be. Shaitan will be their friend, and everywhere he will be close, and he will only cause you harm, misguide you and cause difficulties and problems in your life. And on the day of Qiyamah you will realize this, but then it will be too late. The solution to all this is, we should be regular with the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. سبحان الله.